This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. CCF virus found in 17% of Mauritanian livestock, new study shows. A new surveillance study has detected antibodies to Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever virus, CCHFV, in 17.1% of livestock tested in Mauritania between 2020 and 2021. The findings, published in Tropical Medicine and International Health, highlight ongoing circulation of this tick-borne pathogen among domestic animals in West Africa. 17.1% of Mauritanian livestock tested positive for CCV antibodies in 2020-2021. CCHV antibodies detected across Mauritanian livestock seroprevalence by animal type, 2020-2021 sampling cattle and camels 15.8 and overall 7.1%. Source, Tropical Medicine and International Health, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News, higher rates found in cattle than camels. The study tested 380 animals across Mauritania, finding significantly higher seroprevalence rates in cattle, 19.2%, compared to camels, 15.8%. These findings align with previous research from the World Health Organization showing widespread CCHFV circulation among livestock in endemic regions. CCHFV causes a severe viral hemorrhagic fever, with case fatality rates ranging from 10% to 40%, according to CDC surveillance data. The virus is primarily transmitted to humans through tick bites or direct contact with infected animal blood and tissues during slaughter or veterinary procedures. Ongoing surveillance reveals persistent circulations. The 2020-2021 sampling represents an update to previous Mauritanian surveillance efforts, demonstrating continued viral circulation in domestic livestock populations. This persistent seroprevalence indicates ongoing risk for human exposure, particularly among pastoralists, slaughterhouse workers, and veterinarians working with these animals. Mauritania's position in the Sahel region places it within the broader CCHFV endemic zone that extends across Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. The latest surveillance data from across the region show similar patterns of livestock infection, supporting viral maintenance in tick animal cycles. Public health implications for endemic regions. The study's findings underscore the need for enhanced surveillance and prevention measures in areas where humans have close contact with livestock. The research contributes to growing evidence that domestic animals serve as important amplifying hosts for CCHFV in West African contexts. Previous research has shown that global health surveillance efforts for tick-borne diseases remain critical for early detection and prevention of human outbreaks. The consistent detection of CCHFV antibodies in Mauritanian livestock populations supports continued investment in One Health approaches to disease surveillance. CCHFV seroprevalence reached 17.1% across tested livestock populations, with cattle showing higher infection rates than camels during the 2020-2021 surveillance period. Research team, Tropical Medicine and International Health, 2024. Key takeaways: 17.1% of tested Mauritanian livestock showed evidence of CCHFV infection. Cattle had higher seroprevalence rates, 19.2%, than camels, 15.8%. Findings demonstrate ongoing viral circulation and human exposure risk. Frequently asked questions: what is Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever? CHFV is a tick-borne virus that causes severe viral hemorrhagic fever in humans, with case fatality rates of 10 to 40%. It circulates between ticks and domestic wild animals, with humans infected through tick bites or contact with infected animal blood. How do livestock become infected with CCHFV? Animals are infected primarily through tick bites from infected Hyaloma species ticks. Livestock typically show no clinical signs of infection but develop antibodies, making them important reservoirs for maintaining the virus in nature. What precautions should livestock workers take? Workers should use protective equipment when handling animals, especially during slaughter or veterinary procedures. Tick control measures and avoiding contact with animal blood and tissues can reduce transmission risk to humans. The continued surveillance of CCHFV in Mauritanian livestock populations provides critical baseline data for public health preparedness and risk assessment. As climate change and human-animal interactions evolve, such monitoring efforts will become increasingly important for preventing spillover events and protecting vulnerable populations across the Sahel region. Source: Short Report, Update on CCHFV Seroprevalence in Mauritanian Camels and Cattle, sampled between 2020 and 2021.